This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
I want you to get here, pay attention. These are nine fruit, but it says fruit of the Spirit. That single fruit of the Spirit produces nine. You cannot be separate from them. You have to have all nine to have the fruit of the Spirit. You will have all of these. Love, that divine agape love for another. Joy, that inward peace and sufficiency. And then you have peace, that confidence and quietness of the soul. Long sufferance, that's patience, enduring without quitting. And then gentleness, you're kind. Goodness, love in action. Faith, dependable in God. Meekness, subdued strength. And then temperance, that means self-control. These are fruit of the Spirit. But look at this, the works of the flesh, right above that, Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 21. There are 17 works of the flesh. Adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emotions, wrath, strife, seditions, I'm still going, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, and railings. Wow. These are the, are they producing this, works of the flesh? You know that they are not producing what is good. Here's what, something you need to remember. You need to become so familiar with the truth that when you see a lie, you'll know it. You know, banks don't teach their tellers about all the different counterfeits. They only teach them about the true bill. Once they understand how to spot the real thing, when they see false, they'll know it. The verse goes on to say, in verse 16, it says, do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Well, grapes and figs bear fruit. Thorns and thistles do not bear fruit. So he is asking them, you'll know them by their fruits. And then in verse 17 to 18, he says, even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. See, it's impossible for a good tree to bring forth bad fruit. And vice versa, it's hard for a evil tree to bring forth good fruit. So it's pretty simple. Watch what people are doing. You need to do a fruit inspection and see what they are producing. Verse 19 says this. Here's verse 19. It says, Even so, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. You see, if that tree is not producing good fruit.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.